This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, April 1st. Well, we finally got the stocks and plannings report behind us, and it did give us some fireworks, not necessarily in wheat, but certainly corn and soybeans, which pulled wheat along with it. And it was definitely a bullish report. And it came from the plantings report. We were kind of bracing for the stocks to be the surprise, but it was the plantings. Not nearly as big a numbers as what the trade is looking for both corn and soybeans. So on the corn plantings, NAS is estimating at 91.144 million acres. That's down 2.1 million from what the trade was looking for, and it's only up 325,000 from last year. I mean, the trade was looking for a bump of anywhere from 2 to 5 million, and we didn't get near that for corn. In soybean plantings, 87.6 million, that is down 2.4 million from the estimate, but it's still up 4.5 million from last year. So we're clearly getting a bump in soybean plantings, but not near to what the trade was looking for. And wheat actually was more of a bearish report in the plantings. All wheat came in at 46.358 million acres. That was up 1.4 million over what the trade was looking for. And that's up 5% over last year. It's a bump of about 2 million acres over last year. For winter wheat, and that increase is coming all from winter wheat. Winter wheat plantings at 33.078 million. That's up 1.267 over the trade estimate, and it's up 2.6 million over last year. That's a bump of 9%. Spring wheat acres were down just a bit at 11.74 million. That was still up almost 100,000 over what the trade is looking for, but it's down 560,000 from last year. That's a drop of 4%. And durum was estimated at 1.54 million acres. That was down 100,000 from the trade estimate. It's down 144,000 from last year, which is a drop of 9%. Now, when you break down the wheat plantings by state, for winter wheat, Montana at 1.75 million acres, that's up 200,000 over last year. That's an increase of 13%. Kansas, 7.3 million, that's up 700,000 over last year. That's an increase of 11%. Oklahoma, pretty much unchanged from last year at 4.3 million, that's just up 50,000. And Texas at 5.5 million, that's up 600,000 over last year, that's an increase of 12%. In spring wheat, Montana's at 2.9 million acres, that's down 400,000 from last year, that's down 12%. North Dakota at 5.6 million acres, that's down 100,000 from last year, that is down 2%. In Durham, Montana, getting a slight increase at 710,000 acres. That's up 20,000 over last year. In North Dakota at 750,000. That's down 160,000 from last year, which is a drop of 18%. It's kind of surprising to see Durham drop that much in North Dakota. So there we are. Wheat, if anything, from a plantings perspective, was bearish, but the corn plantings and the soybean plantings were way below trade expectations, and corn shot limit up right after the report. Soybeans were sharply higher. It took a little bit for them to get limit up, then they backed off, then they closed limit up, but corn locked limit immediately and never looked back. So that's those are the plantings report. Now the stocks report was kind of a yawner. Corn stocks at 7.7 billion bushels. That was just down 50 million from what the trade is looking for. So we're pretty much right on that estimate. Soybeans at 1.564 billion bushels. That was up 27 million over the trade estimate. Wheat at 1.314 billion bushels. That was up 43 million over the trade estimate. So not a big surprise in any of those. And again, if anything, for wheat, it cast a bearish report, but corn and beans took off, and wheat certainly is not going to get left behind, as corn will pull that higher. So we had corn and beans limit up. We'll see expanded limits, but I don't think we'll need that today. Wheat was up around 25 shortly after the report. It didn't close that strong. It closed well off the highs. Chicago was up 16. Kansas City settled up about 17 in Minneapolis settled right up about 9. So we, you know, even though spring wheat plantings are down a little bit, it couldn't lead the way. And again, it was a mediocre close considering the limit up in both corn and beans. So you have a big reversal up, and in fact you have another outside day higher, but you didn't close all that well. This morning on the night session, we're down a couple cents in wheat. In Minneapolis and Chicago, we're down 5 in Kansas City. Soybeans are up 1, and corn is up 10. And so corn is 11 cents off its high, and soybeans are about 20 cents off their high. So we're not getting a lot of follow-through here this morning, but certainly we've set the trajectory on the upside for corn and soybeans, gapping higher, of course, this from the night session because you were locked limit up in corn. Soybeans also gapped higher, but we're not holding those gaps except on the new crop. So we'll see how this goes, but I think this should be the final leg up for corn and soybeans. We've had an extended trading range sideways ever since the high from January. We've just chopped around, and I think that this will be that final leg up. And then you'll get the plantings going. You know, so far we have good moisture conditions across the Midwest. It was trending dry in the western Midwest. The longer range weather forecast suggests you'll see above normal temperatures throughout almost the entire country, but that it would zero in on the northern plains and western Midwest and perhaps the central plains. So we'll see where we are, but at this point, with adequate moisture, and if you have an open spring, you're going to get a lot of acres in. You'll probably see more acres than what was projected here. So I would expect that this should set a high. The upside targets are still above us, even above where the night session went. So we'll probably come back, test the breakouts here, and then take another leg up. But that should be the final leg up, at least until we get through the planting season. It is still very early, obviously, and we have to get through the growing season. But for now, this should be that last leg up before we get a more notable correction. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.